أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. رمضان مبارك to all the brothers and sisters. It was almost unexpected based on the initial look I had taken at the data available for moon sighting for this month of Ramadan. 1442 or 2021, it seemed not very likely for it to be sighted, although the maps are very clear that it was possible, not only in California, but the possibility of the sighting of the moon with optical aid went as far as all of the East Coast and even the East Coast of Canada for a good portion, according to at least one of the maps that's available. And the other maps pretty much confirmed the same. And in Southern California, the possibility of seeing it under good conditions was there, where without optical aid. So although initially I wasn't sure how this was going to happen and when the month of Ramadan would begin, and in Iran and in Iraq, because it was not even possible there for it to be sighted even with optical aid. They had announced that the month of Ramadan will begin on Wednesday. Alhamdulillah, we have confirmation. An organization made the first announcement here in Southern California that they had witnesses in San Diego observing the moon without optical aid. And it said, the message, Shia Council sent the message, that it was multiple people. In these matters, if they have heard Muslimin say that there were multiple Muslimin saying that they have seen the moon, the Islamic ruling is we are supposed to accept it unless we have clarification that God forbid, those people are fusaq, they are fasiq, they are liars, al-ayadu billah. But if we don't have any signs of that, we just hear Muslimin said they saw it, we are to accept it. This organization, the brothers and sisters in Shia Council, mentioned that the moon was sighted with the naked eye in San Diego. And after that, we also heard from other sources that are closer to us, individuals in the community that we know, they also did a double check and checked those sources, at least some of them that they were able to find. All of them are reliable, as I mentioned, but some of them they were able to identify more specifically. And so that was an additional message that came, or an additional point that strengthened it. And lastly, one of the brothers that we know in the Los Angeles area was able to sight the moon with binoculars, which are not very heavy-duty optical aid. In other words, it's not too different than the naked eye, but it is different, meaning according to the fatwa, we'll explain. First, going over the sightings that have been mentioned. So according to that text, multiple people, believers that we trust, have seen the moon without optical aid or with the naked eye. That's one. And in addition to that, in the Los Angeles area, one individual we know of, perhaps more, but one we have confirmed was able to sight it with or see it with optical aid with binoculars. This is the raw data that we have. Now we need to apply the rules. Based on the fatwa of Ayatollah Khamenei, there are two things. He says that optical aid is sufficient. So the sighting in the Los Angeles area is sufficient for this area in and of itself. However, in addition to that, because it was seen with naked eyes, multiple people in San Diego, that becomes a stronger argument. But that's for San Diego. So far, San Diego and Los Angeles area, we have proof and we have reason to consider tomorrow to be the beginning of the month of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak to all. According to Ayatollah Sistani, may Allah protect him, the fatwa is that optical aid is not sufficient. It has to be with a naked eye. So with regards to San Diego, the ruling applies. It was witnessed by multiple people. And so the month of Ramadan in San Diego definitely begins in tomorrow. There's no questions regarding that. In regards to the Los Angeles area, the fatwa is, because we haven't received any reports, there may have been, but so far we have not received any reports of anyone observing it with the naked eye. We will have to go to the other part of the fatwa. The other part of the fatwa is that the conditions need to be similar enough that we would say that if seen in one, then the visibility is the same in the other, and therefore it counts. It's his explanation for ittihad in the ufuq, or ittihadul ufuq, the horizons being shared horizons, or the unity of horizons, some have translated. The Arabic is ittihad al-ufuq in his definition of that, because there's a number of definitions for that. A number of our maraja have their own definition for what they mean by the ufuq, or the horizon of different regions or areas or cities being the same or sharing that or what have you. So based on Ayatollah Sistani's view of a shared horizon, it seems like many people see that the Los Angeles area and San Diego, the conditions are pretty much the same. And therefore, whatever is seen in San Diego applies to the Los Angeles area as well. And I believe it is for that reason that the Shia Council has announced the beginning of the month of Ramadan for Southern California, which would include the Los Angeles area. I think that's a legitimate understanding. And so, according to Ayatollah Sistani as well, tomorrow will be the beginning of the month of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak, inshallah, to all the brothers and sisters in the community of Southern California. For the other regions of the United States, if anybody is asking or wanting to know, there are national bodies and organizations consisting of scholars, ulama. Inshallah, if not already, they will be making statements with regards to their understanding of the fatwa of the Maraja. Inshallah, people can refer to them. And if you see a difference, it should not be ruled as God forbid, any type of hatred towards one another. It's a simple difference of understanding and applying the fatwa of the mujtahideen, the maraja. They are ulama, inshallah. They're trying their best to have an understanding. Some may be better than others, but everyone's trying to understand best. And whichever of those bodies believers think consists of more qualified ulama, more qualified scholars to understand the fatwa of the maraja, then they can refer and trust those organizations and whatever they say in regards to the rest of North America or the United States or Canada. But for us in Southern California, Ramadan Mubarak. Inshallah, tomorrow will be the beginning of our programs. We will start 30 minutes before Maghrib, around 7:10. Inshallah, for our community, the emails will be going out in terms of the programs, the rest of the lineup of every night's program, inshallah. Let's pray for each other as we have dua. Praying for each other is going to be a reason for Allah to give the blessings that we're asking for someone else to us as well. So they receive it and we receive it. It's a month that we should not only share food, but share dua, make dua for each other, more for others than ourselves. So keep me in your du'as. Inshallah, I will keep you in mine. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.